Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 7th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message and now share it from our home right here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we're getting a beautiful snowstorm as we, I would not call it snowstorm so much, it's just a gentle snowfall as we prepare our podcast today and looking at it, at the beautiful snow. Today's message is titled Continual Service, and the scripture text we mainly use today is Daniel 6, verse 20.
When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?"
When I preach from Daniel, I like to ask the congregation the names of the three Hebrew men, or young boys, young men, who withstood the fiery furnace test. A few will always raise their hands and correctly say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, likely the result of childhood Bible stories and training. I then ask them what their Hebrew names were, and that's a question that usually stumps any congregation. But in chapter 1 of Daniel, we are told their names are Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The names we primarily know them by are names given to them when they moved to Babylon. Many years ago, we were studying the faith chapter in Hebrews 11. Wanting to get the congregation involved, I asked, what Old Testament situation was the writer likely referring to when he wrote, quote, "Quench the fury of the flames," end quote? An eager child answered, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego," and he was right. Well, having some Bible college students and graduates in attendance, I asked, "And what were their Hebrew names?" Without hesitation, a young boy excitedly raised his hand, and with a big smile, he confidently answered, "Rak, Shak, and Benny." Now, if you have kids or grandkids, you're probably laughing right now, as you might recognize these are their nicknames on a popular VeggieTales tape. And I can understand why a child might think they're the Hebrew names. Now, we have a question for Daily Encouragement readers today. What was Daniel's Hebrew name?
The daily text is a remarkable testimony from the lips of an observant secular king. Daniel had spent his entire adult life in the service of a series of secular kings and had acted with absolute integrity. His enemies were unable to bring a charge of any dereliction of duties, for, quote, "they could find no corruption in him, because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent," end quote, chapter 6, verse 4. They finally found a way to trap him in regard to his religious convictions, and he faithfully stood the test. He faced a hungry den of lions rather than compromise his lifelong, steady walk with God. Today, I want to especially note this phrase, "your God, whom you serve continually." Daniel had been faithful to the king in regard to his employment, but the king noticed something else. Daniel had demonstrated his faith in God with continual service. This was toward the end of Daniel's long life, after being removed from his homeland during the Babylonian exile and his conscription into the service, first for King Nebuchadnezzar and his son Belshazzar of Babylon, and at the changing of the kingdom under Darius, king of Persia. His early resolve not to defile himself with the king's food established a pattern of lifelong, uncompromising obedience to God's commands.
What do those around you observe in your life? And I ask myself that question as well. Are you steadfast in your walk? Is your testimony consistent with your lifestyle? Or are you like a, and you'll have to pronounce that word,
chameleon,
trying to blend into every setting? By the grace of God and with a resolute heart, we will be faithful to his cause even when we're in the minority. After all, it's been that way throughout the generations, so why should it be any different for us today? In agreement with the psalmist, I pray in earnest today and welcome you to join me. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.
And let's pray together. Father, though there are many ups and downs, highs and lows, one thing I want others to observe about my life is that I am continually serving my Lord and Savior, no matter what. May I never sell out to appease others or due to fear regarding the consequences of my public stand for you. More important than what is spoken here are the words I long to hear you say in the hereafter. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of heaven.
And amen. And that's what I want to hear today as well. Well, not necessarily today. That's what I want to hear at that time. We want to continue, both of us, to serve God continually while we are yet on this side, however many more days or months or years the Lord gives us. And we want you to do the same, podcast listener. Well, if you hear a little noise in the background, Brooksine is trying to get that elusive great picture of our cardinal friend that comes so close to our house. And there was the beat to it. Well, we are grateful we have this opportunity to share with you today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we have several pictures up on the site, again, of our weekend and our experiences that we had. We welcome you to visit our site today. We also have a link to a song that we feel appropriately supports this message today that we found, both lyrics and an audio file that you can play on your computer. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you're listening to the podcast on the 7th of March, you can just go to that site. Otherwise, just use the previous message feature or the archives for that particular date, March 7th. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and let us together serve God like Daniel continually.